You're listening to Northwest Public Broadcasting. Do you ever dream of owning your own land and growing food to make a living? Harriet Weber sure did. In this edition of StoryCorps Northwest, she talks to her friend Nancy Warner about when the romance of farming butted heads with reality. Both are from the Quincy Valley.
On this occasion, Harriet, I'm excited to get to know more about your story of moving here, marrying a multi-generation farmer, and having the experience of being a farm wife in a community that you hadn't had any experience with until you married David.
Yeah, so can I back up a little bit?
Sure.
I grew up in a little town, Medical Lake, Washington, that was right outside Fairchild Air Force Base. I come from a long line of military. I'm setting sort of a contrast here. I had really no connection to anybody that I can remember that ever farmed. When it came time to graduate from college with my teaching degree, I was looking for a job in the Columbia Basin. So I actually came to the Columbia Basin area in the summer of 78, and then I was married in 79. It was all very romantic. You know, when you're a young woman and you don't really know anything about farming, I would come out to the farm and he would let me ride in the tractor with him. And it just seemed like this wonderful romantic kind of life, you know, and oh, wouldn't it be great to be married to a farmer? So we got married and we didn't have a really long engagement or anything. So I really didn't have a lot of experience even then seeing what it was like to live on a farm. We came back from our honeymoon, which was a drive down through Oregon, and it was onion harvest. And remember all my romantic notions of what the farm life was like? Well, they needed an extra hand to ride the onion digger. My husband is a wonderful man, but he's not one to think about others' comfort, if that makes sense. So they put me on the back of the onion digger with a wonderful little woman named Maria, who spoke no English. I had no gloves. I didn't wear glasses in those days, so I didn't have anything to protect my eyes. And these onions come down the onion digger, and you are having to pick off the conveyor belt things like Canadian thistle and rocks and another gunk. And then the onion skins, they fly up in the air, and they would fly into my eyes. And I can remember thinking at the end of that first day, what in the world have I gotten myself into? Because I had this romantic notion of marrying a farmer and being a farm wife, but I did not think I would be a field hand. And that was a rude awakening to me. So fast forward a few years, and now we've had our first child. I was home alone. There is one thing about living out in this area in the shrub steppe environment, and we have lots of different kinds of critters. One thing that we have here that a lot of people don't think too much about are rattlesnakes. So one day, I had this little toddler, and we were outside the house, and all of a sudden, I hear this distinctive sound like a water sprinkler, like that. And I knew instinctively that this was a rattlesnake. And I thought, how am I going to protect my son? Wasn't really time to go call anybody. I knew it would take 20 minutes at least for my husband to get there. So I found a shovel. I set aside my non-farm background and I picked up the shovel. And I beat that rattlesnake until it was smithereens to protect my son and ourselves.
That was Harriet Weber and Nancy Warner of the Quincy Valley. They recorded this edition of StoryCorps Northwest in Moses Lake as part of NWPB's centennial celebration.